Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
He's not in studio today, but because he's dedicated to his craft, he joins me, presumably from a car somewhere, the Batconian Mongoose, Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. Brian, where are you right now?
I believe I'm in Waterfall, Pennsylvania, Joe, and I got to say that's a misnomer based on where we are sitting in this gas station rest stop parking lot. There's a lot of snow. I'm not seeing any waterfall.
Who are you with?
Got Mike DeFabo at the wheel, Jenna Harner, co-pilot, Brooke Pryor in the back seat alongside me.
Beautiful. That's an all-star cast, and please tell everybody I said hello. Did you hear the news conference?
Yeah, we were all listening to it. Joe says hello, guys, by the way. So we were tuned in.
I'm still learning.
What's your main take, your main takeaway?
I think obviously the stuff on TJ is very relevant because, I mean, you know how it is, Joe. Fans always want hard and fast answers. Is player X going to be able to play next week? Is player Y going to be able to practice tomorrow? What are the percentage chances looking like? And it's never that cut and dried with these injuries, but the fact that Tomlin's leaving the door open for not just him, but really all these guys, it's going to make it worth monitoring this week. And who knows? I guess we're going to have to let participation be our guide, as always. But we'll see at practice the next few days if they can have all hands on deck for the Ravens, because really this game matters so much more than yesterday's Eagles game. And you know that one can be quickly forgotten if they go out there and beat the Ravens in Baltimore.
Well, let me ask you about that, because they can still win the division even if they lose to the Ravens, simply by taking care of business, by beating KC and Cincy to end the season. So from an injury perspective, are you treating this like a playoff game? Like, let's say TJ, for example, if there's no way he would play in an October game against the Cardinals and might only play in a playoff scenario, would you treat this like a playoff game and say, get out there and play, it's that important? Or would you live to fight another day?
No, I wouldn't go that far, because you are going to have to fight another day, and you're going to have fights that either advance you in the bracket or send you home until next August. So, I mean, I get it. It's a huge game. You can clinch it by winning it. And I see your point too, Joe, that even if you don't, because of that conference record, if you beat the Chiefs and the Bengals to finish the season, you're still golden. But I just never take for granted beating the Chiefs. Even if Patrick Mahomes is a bit hobbled, I think that's a difficult game pretty much no matter what. If you see Carson Wentz, then I feel a lot better about that, obviously. But I'm leaning in toward erring on the side of playing these guys to try to get this big division clinching win, but I wouldn't speak in absolutes and say, yeah, treat it like a win or go home game, because it's not.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, would it be about more about the conference or about the common games? Because the common games is a tiebreaker before we even get to the conference record.
I think those are going to be the same, though, if they would both win out.
Well, no, they're not. If the Ravens win, the Ravens would be 5-3 in the common games, and the Steelers, if they beat Kansas City, would be 6-2. in their eight common games. So that would actually be the what decides it in the end would be the common games.
So either way, they've still got their goals in front of them, even if they go and lose in Baltimore. But
that's my point.
I wouldn't want to count on beating Kansas City really in any scenario.
Well, me neither. But I think that if it was a choice between a home playoff game or health, home or health, I'm taking health. I mean, they're only going to get one home playoff game anyway. And I'm not saying I wouldn't play TJ or Pickens. I'm simply saying I wouldn't play him if the scenario was these guys are only good in a must-win situation or you're risking further injury. The biggest games are yet to be played here. It doesn't sound like Tomlin is inclined to err on the side of caution. In other words, I would be. I'm taking health over home playoff game.
Yeah, I can see both sides of that one. I mean, you feel like, all right, if you get that home playoff game, the wind's at your back at Acrisure Stadium, you've got Steeler Nation there, you can probably beat, you know, the Chargers or the Broncos in that scenario. And then you get a whole nother week for guys to rest up and heal for truly the toughest tests on your schedule. So, hey, that's why he gets paid the big bucks to make these decisions. And, you know, the players themselves are probably going to have some feedback in this scenario as well. Can TJ go at, you know, 80-85%? And if so, how do you, you know, weigh that with the calculus of the depth that you have at edge rusher or rushman, as Mike Tomlin always says these days? So, yeah, I can see a lot of different sides of the coin here. The old rust versus rest debate as well sort of is part of it. And then there's also going to be the conversations in sports talk fodder of, would you rather have a home game against Broncos/Chargers, or would you rather go to Houston and feel good about beating them rather than, say, the Ravens or somebody in that scenario?
What else stood out to you, Brian? We're talking to Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette. Read his stuff.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC+, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
At postgazette.com, the hotline, which he is on, the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. He talked about the officiating a little bit, the head slap on the punt. He didn't like that. He thought that that occurred before the punt. We know he didn't like the situation in the end zone with the little skirmish there, which I saw on replay today from an angle where clearly the only punch thrown was by an Eagles player. So what did you make of all that?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I was very curious to hear Tomlin's explanation on the decision to punt on that fourth and seven, because in the moment, I didn't agree with it and didn't get a chance to go talk to him afterward. That they were holding the Eagles stadium elevator for quite a while for the Fox crew. Is there somebody relevant on that broadcast that couldn't wait a little bit with the fans outside? I don't know. But then I had to go to the locker room. So I was curious to hear what he'd say. And yeah, as he said, he didn't feel comfortable with that fourth and seven down in distance. And obviously he's going to trust his defense and he had the timeouts, but man, it's easy to say when you don't ever get the ball back that that was the wrong move. But, you know, even in the moment, I didn't like that one. I felt like it was pretty much punting on the rest of the game. The officiating was confounding in a lot of ways. And you know, I wrote about the scrum afterward. Darnell Washington took a little bit of accountability. He was like, I was just trying to play through the whistle. If you say I went too far, I guess I get it. I could have let him go earlier. But as he put it, to me, Darius Slay kind of went crazy. So then he was just trying to hold him off like a dad holding his kid at arm's length, which was hilarious to watch. And as that's unfolding, and we had a great view of it from the press box. We were on that side of the field with that end zone right underneath us. And Ray Fittipaldo and I are both sitting next to each other and saying, the Eagles are throwing punches here. Is somebody going to get ejected? We thought that was the conversation. And at the very least, offsetting time. And yet, they didn't call anything on Philly. I don't know how they got out of that unscathed. And, yeah, Mike Tomlin was in no mood to discuss that. The punt thing, Jalen Carter whacking Connor Hayward upside the head. I don't understand why the roughing a punter would get you a new set of downs, but that doesn't. If that's the rule and the refs administered the rule correctly, then that's probably just a bad rule.
Brian, great stuff as always. Tell Dr. DeFabo and company that I said hello and have a safe drive.
Do you have any questions for Mike? He wants to know.
How's married life treating him?
How's married life treating you?
Still married.
He says he's still married, so that's good.
How's married life treating Jenna? Maybe that's the better question.
The better question, Jenna, how's it treating you? She says wonderfully.
Wonderfully. Good. I'm happy for them. And that's all wonderful. And tell Brooke I said hello. And that limit says hello. And we'll see you when you get back in Pittsburgh.
Hello.
I will. Thanks, guys. See ya.
See ya, buddy. All right. It's back for one night only on Wednesday, December 18th. Our Odyssey Pittsburgh stations, 93.7 The Fan included, will be flipping the turntables and turning Mike's Beer Bar into the biggest Christmas karaoke spot on the North Shore, where our on-air hosts and local celebrities take the mic for celebrity karaoke to support Light of Life Rescue Mission. Details at 93.7thefan.com, brought to you by Monster Brewing Hialeah. The injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Man, the guys from this week that were already out, leaving the lights on for them and leaving the lights on for TJ and Dante and Justin.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.